This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome. Throughout this process, we've had some hurdles along the way, as any project like this would have. But we have a very auspicious day also. And today is one of those days. And we give thanks to God for this day of celebration. And we're grateful that you're here today. Before we begin, I want to recognize some special guests. And if you don't mind this morning, in the interest of time, let me introduce all of them, and then we'll give a warm greeting at the end. Representing the City of Buffalo, the City of Good Neighbors, we want to welcome Mayor Christopher Scanlon, Councilman Mitch Nowakowski, who I just want to say this morning has been with us from almost day one through this. And so we're grateful for his support. Director of Housing, Yvonne McCray, and former Mayor, Tony Masiello, who's also been a project member of our team here. Our federal representatives, we have representatives from Senator Schumer, Matt Werbel, representative from Kirsten Gillibrand, Courtney Bell, representative from Congressman Tim Kennedy, Taylor Norton, from our governor's office, Mo Sambuto, and we welcome him today. From Senator Sean Ryan's office, Gabby Harrigan. From Senator April Baskin's office, Brenda Alessi. From Assemblyman Crystal Peoples-Stokes' office, Boyd and Thomas O'Neill White. We also have today the Vice President of the Homeless Housing and Assistance Corporation, New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. Brenda, that's just a lot to say. Brenda McAteer, and we're grateful that she's here. But I also want to welcome, we weren't sure, but Martin Robinson and Lenny Skrill also from that office, and we're grateful for them. Representing our county today, Erie County Legislator Lawrence Dupree, the Commissioner of Social Services Karen Rybicki, Assistant Deputy Commissioner Dan Zweck, Assistant Director of Homeless Services Virginia Eddy, and we work with those folks very closely in the operation of our homeless shelter. Notable partners with us today, we want to welcome from Five Star Bank, Carla Gadley, along with her colleagues, Kevin Quinn, John Berry, and Adam Bickell. And we thank them for their support of our federal home bank loan application and the success in getting that. And also from the James H. Cummings Foundation, Kelly Wisherath, who the Cummings Foundation is not only supporting this project, but we want to recognize that they have supported us through numerous projects through many years, and we're grateful for the Cummings Foundation's support. So let's give those people a greeting this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning to our distinguished and all who have come and joined us today. Special day. Welcome to the Salvation Army. We are so glad that you are here. Hope is a powerful force, and it's hope that's brought us together today. Today marks a milestone for not just our organization, but for the community as we break ground on the first phase of the transformative Hope on Main project, a new family shelter. Now, this is not just the construction of a building, but the foundation for brighter futures and renewed dreams. Now, this shelter is going to be a beacon of compassion and support, a testament to what we can achieve when we unite together with a shared vision and purpose. Our work today is a promise to families in crisis that they will always have a place to turn, a place where hope is not just a word, but a tangible reality. I want to express our appreciation today to several groups and individuals. First, our gratitude to ARC Building Partners, Frank and Cynthia, and your exceptional team. Your dedication goes beyond constructing walls. You are helping to create a safe haven where families will find solace and strength. Your commitment to excellence and community service is an inspiration to us, and we are so fortunate to have you as partners in this endeavor. To our architects at SW, who's representing his team today, your thoughtful design and innovative planning will make this a very special place to be. Your vision has created a space that will not only shelter families, but also foster dignity and belonging. The trauma-informed approach that you've taken will have a lasting impact on the healing of members of our community for generations to come. We are also deeply grateful for our city leadership, from Mayor Christopher Scanlon to our Councilman Mitch Nowakowski and to the rest of our city leadership. Your leadership is essential in making sure that this project happens. And as we see prioritizing compassion and collaboration, we know that together we can truly make a difference. To our funding partners, the New York State Homeless Housing and Assistance Program through OTDA, the City of Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency, Erie County, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, and to Five Star Bank, the sponsor of our Federal Home Loan Bank Award. Thank you for your belief in this mission. This project wouldn't be possible without you. Your generosity extends beyond finances. It is a tangible act of kindness that will reverberate throughout this community. We want to thank the divisional staff of the Salvation Army for your support, and we welcome today with us our divisional leader, Major Ben Stoops. We want to thank the Buffalo Area Services Advisory Board, who have been along with this project in helping to form every detail of what it's going to be, along with our steering committee, and to the Ballback family, whose continued support both in time and resources has been invaluable. To our campaign donors, thank you for making this first leg of the campaign a success. And to the many individuals in this room that make up the Hope on Main project team, our attorneys, Adam Walters, Ray Riker, Vince Hanley, and all of your colleagues that have helped us to get to this point, to CNS companies, Watts, the DEC, and many others, along with the Buffalo Area Services staff that have helped shepherd this project from glimmer to groundbreaking and now beyond. Thank you to our team. So as we stand here today, let us remember that we are building more than just a structure. This shelter represents hope and resilience and the strength of our community. It is a symbol of our collective commitment to ensuring that every family has a safe place to call home, a place to rebuild, a place to find support, and to thrive. The Hope on Main project is just the beginning, and with each phase, we will continue to build upon the foundation of possibility. Together, we can create a brighter tomorrow for everyone. We thank you again, and may this project not just be a success, but may it be filled with the Spirit of God and His presence, bringing light and hope to all who enter. Now, would you please welcome with me Mayor Christopher Scanlon, Mayor of the great city of Buffalo.
Thank you, Major Locke. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. As mayor, I can tell you, you take part in and host a lot of press conferences. Some are very exciting, some are very difficult, but this is one of the exciting ones. So I'm thrilled to be here for the groundbreaking of the Hope on Main Emergency Family Shelter. This is a vital step forward to ensuring that no family in the city of Buffalo is left without shelter or hope. There's a few people I do want to acknowledge. You know, the Salvation Army's Director of Operations, Major Annette Locke, and their Director of Shared Ministries, John Locke. Where did he go? I saw him earlier. My fellow elected officials, in particular at the City of Buffalo, Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski, who's a fantastic partner in city government. And I'm a little biased, but I have to acknowledge the representatives who are here from the Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency, in particular Director of Housing, Yvonne McRae, for the fantastic work that she does. ARC Builders, everyone that's been a part of this project, I can't thank you enough. This is a fantastic addition to the City of Buffalo. All families, and I want to say that again, all families deserve a clean, safe, and healthy environment. And today marks the start of phase one of Salvation Army's $100 million transformational Hope on Main project. This plan, this phase includes the construction of a three-story, 32-room emergency family shelter. In the face of rising rents and housing insecurity, emergency housing like this is more critical than it's ever been in the city of Buffalo. The shelter will provide families services for families with children and pregnant women, providing more than just a place to stay. It offers an opportunity to rebuild lives. The city of Buffalo is a proud partner in this project. It's an honor for me to be a partner in this project. The City of Buffalo's Urban Renewal Agency contributed $3.6 million in Bira's Home ARP program, reinforcing our administration's commitment to providing safe and stable housing for those in need. The city is an active partner in the continuum of care, working with the Homeless Alliance of Western New York and other service providers in a coordinated, compassionate effort to ensure that all those services and all the opportunities are provided and available to all those who need them. Today, we are not just breaking ground, as the major referenced. We are building hope, we are building stability, and we are building a brighter future for families here in the city of Buffalo. So I want to congratulate the Salvation Army on this amazing project, and I look forward to returning for the ribbon cutting and then onto multiple phases in the future. So congratulations. It is now my honor. I'm not going to go through that whole title, Brenda. It is my honor to invite from OTDA Brenda McAteer.
Only because it is my season, I have to say Dia Diva Hira to everybody here, which simply means good morning, friends. So on behalf of Governor Hochul and the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, OTDA, better known as OTDA's Commissioner Barbara Gwynn, it is such an honor to be here today to commemorate groundbreaking on the Salvation Army's Hope on Main Phase 1 of this project. OTDA, through the Homeless Housing and Assistance Program, provided $10 million in funding for this project, partnering with DEC, the City of Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency, Erie County, FHLB and Five Star Bank, and the Salvation Army to support the creation of 32 units and 80 beds of emergency housing for families. This groundbreaking is a celebration, recognizing the years of blood, toil, tears, and sweat, as Winston Churchill would say, that the Salvation Army has expended in bringing this project to fruition. And I don't think people are often conscious of how much work it takes to make a development such as this, and this is only phase one, happen. It literally is years of toil, of working with committed partners, and everyone, foundations, everybody else who's involved to bring this to this point. So thank you for that. It's the commitment of entities like the Salvation Army that are transforming the homeless landscape. Not only is this in itself a significant accomplishment, but we welcome Phase 2 and Phase 3, which will give a major boost to housing stock for the neediest in Buffalo. I have to give a quick shout out to Lenny Skrill, wherever he's hiding, from HCR, who is here today, and hopefully we will be working on Phase 2 together. Replacing the 77-bed shelter so that not only will it be new, safe, and offer a lot of resources that can't be offered now, but it keeps families together, and that is huge in terms of families dealing with trauma and families being able to be stabilized. And as Major Annette said, just having hope, just having that future. So this new shelter will provide families with support and tools to create long-term stability and wellness at a time when they're at their lowest. I want to acknowledge Martin Robinson, the HHAP project manager, for all of his work thus far, and Bill Conrad from DASNY, who is HHAP's architectural consultant. Today we break ground, as we have said, not just on a building, but on a foundation for hope, dignity, and opportunity. The project will offer a path to stability, resources for growth, and a chance to rebuild lives. We are fortunate to have a governor who supports New Yorkers experiencing homelessness. Together, we are building more than emergency housing. We are building a future where compassion, equity, and action shape the world that we want to see and live in. Thank you. Okay. And I believe I should introduce Councilman Mitch Nowakowski. I beg your pardon.
Thank you very much. You did a good job. So I have been, you know, in government, you have to deal with so many issues day to day. It's really good to see projects that you began with now come to this point. It gives a lot of hope to progress of working forward and working together. And I'm at the level where I have to bring community members together to have community meetings. And Major Annette Locke is really a leader here in this area. And we've worked with multiple agencies, community members. We've had block club meetings. We've made sure the design was right. We have to deal with preservation issues. It's really monumental to be able to bring all those agencies together to get this project done. And, you know, I knock on doors in my district. I talk to people every day. And when they say, I hope you win the mayor's race, I said, no, that's the other handsome guy in city government. I'm still on the Common Council. And when we get through that, we finally get to the point where you talk to people and you realize how vulnerable people really are. So the notions that you assign to people that go to a shelter don't. Because when you really talk to people, you realize that it could be any one of us, by the grace of God, that needs shelter. And you realize that you know, many people don't have that family system to be able to fall back on. And when you're thinking about homelessness, it's not necessarily the people that you see walking up and down the street. It could be someone across the street that lost their home. And it's people that are couch surfing. It's the vulnerable people that we don't necessarily see right in front of our face every day, but that live among us. So I know that this is going to be a positive and contributing factor to this neighborhood. Some neighbors that, when we first began this project, said, wait a minute, that's an emergency shelter? That's how good they do this here. And if you're going to talk to people about how to do emergency shelter and services, talk to the Salvation Army and talk to Major Locke. Thank you.
Good to be with you today. My name is Major Kevin Stoops. I'm the divisional commander of the Salvation Army for the Empire, which runs down to from Hudson here to Buffalo. So a small little region located in this area. And it's my real honor to be here today to just celebrate this occasion. Anytime that we're able to come out and support heroes such as Majors Locke, who have done such a great work here in Buffalo, we want to be able to do that and celebrate that and be part of it. In this region, no surprise to those folks in our room today, there is a pervasiveness of hunger, of poverty, of addiction, of childhood poverty, of things that are affecting families and individuals that create much darkness. And into that darkness, the thing that is needed most would be light. For at the sight of a light, there would then be hope
that the darkness would be alleviated and pushed back. One of the ways that the Salvation Army wants to be engaged in the light-bringing hope to people and to families is through shelter, is through feeding, is through addiction services, is through a journey into a faith relationship with God. And so here today we have the opportunity to celebrate the fact that folks that walk or drive down Main Street here in Buffalo, who might in their life be experiencing great darkness, would be able to see the light that is shining through the shield of the Salvation Army. And when they see that light of that shield, they will realize that they can be safe in the shadow of the shield. Thank you very much. My introduction is Frank Simonelli.
Thank you, Major, for going easy on me. I've heard him speak before. He's incredible. My father was notorious for saying that it's often harder to get to a groundbreaking than it is to a ribbon cutting. No truer words have been spoken than it is for this particular project. We've been engaged since the fourth quarter of 2020. And that's not even the beginning from a master planning standpoint. So we came in early because that's where we want to be. I'll give kudos to the Martin Group, who's helped us with a lot of things over there, not the least of which is our brand. The backside of a napkin is not too early as far as we're concerned. We want to be in early. We want to inform. We want to help lead. It's right in there, shape of an arc, bring the bridge between that concept and execution. So we were here during master planning, community engagement, design and approvals, funding source, stacking them all up, even when we weren't quite so sure how we were going to do it, and now finally into construction. And while today is a day to celebrate that major milestone, we have a lot of hard work yet to do. This phase may be the smaller one, but in many ways it's the most complicated one, from the complicated funding stack and to the logistics that we had to maintain. Our project team has toiled over the sequencing logistics to make sure that we cost-effectively minimize the disruption to the Salvation Army's existing operations, to our neighbors, to the medical campus, to make sure we can do this effectively and seamlessly. In addition, we're going to be right back at it. Planning for phase two. HHAP, Bura, you're not done with this yet. And Lenny, we're coming for you with the full force of the Major's Lock and the Salvation Army. Brace yourself. We'll be marshaling the approvals and funding we need to get to seamlessly transition from phase one to phase two with all of the resources we need to put behind it. This is the Salvation Army's mission. Hope on Main, by its very definition, is transformational. To effect important and lasting change. A project shaped by the community and for the community. Thank you to the support of the many stakeholders we've engaged over the 4.5 years. The North Pearl Block Club, shepherded by Councilman Nowakowski, OTDA, HHAP, the City of Buffalo and Bura, the Ballback family and leading their way through the philanthropic efforts, last but not least, is the Salvation Army itself and the unwavering leadership, discipline, and belief that this project was important. The amount of resources that have been put behind this project to get this far from the Salvation Army alone, beyond the support from all of our stakeholders, is incredible. This mission aligns perfectly with ARC's. Our purpose is to transform the way communities are built. Our job is to plan and execute on the Salvation Army's mission. We have our orders. We have a plan. While no plan survives first contact, President Eisenhower, then general, was notorious for saying, it's not about the plan, it's about planning. We will not stop until the Salvation Army's mission is complete. It is our privilege to be one of God's soldiers. Thank you for all the support. We will be giving hope to Main Street. And thank you for all your help on our crusade.
Morning, everybody. Jim Vacasey, architect at WBR. As architects, we're excited today, right? We get to see the first steps of a design becoming a physical building. That's exciting. It's wonderful. The creation of offices and program space for the Salvation to further their mission. Living room activity, dining room spaces for residents to gather together and commute. Safe bedrooms for family to lay their head home at night. And all this wrapped up in a building that an passerby can admire and look at as a beacon of hope on Main Street, right? So this is an exciting transformation. We all get to watch this together over the next coming months as it grows out here on the street. But as an architect, I think what I've learned is that we're not exactly in the business of buildings. We're in the business of people. This project started with a vision from the Salvation Army and outreach and coordination with the local neighborhood, the local community, and getting input and feedback and coordination. And so this team then grows. We incorporate architects, engineers, the contractor. We coordinate the details, and we bring this vision to life. But ultimately, what's going to make this project successful is the people who are going to call this building home. And that's the staff from the Salvation Army who are going to have brand new resources to better serve the community. And most importantly, our families who are going to live in this building. They're going to call it home. They're going to breathe life into this new space. So to Major Nett, Major John, the rest of the Salvation Army, thank you for inviting us to be part of this team. We're humbled that we can bring this vision to life through design. And congratulations on day one of starting a new impactful community here on Main Street.
Thank you so much, and please forgive my ridiculous pink bow tie, but spring is a time for optimists in Buffalo, and I find myself in a good room of optimists here who have taken the time and the vision, the incredible hard work to make this project happen. So my father spent an entire career in work to the community, and he loved the Salvation Army. He was incredibly attracted to all of the incredible hard work that the staff here did. He often advised me and anyone who listened to work hard, to play hard, and to contribute to your community. This is one of the places that he chose to contribute to his community. Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.